This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting a long-range U.S. military bomber flies over South Korea. The flyover appears to be in response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. The B-52 bomber was seen flying over Osan Air Base before heading back to Guam. The bomber was accompanied by two fighter planes from the U.S. and South Korea. U.S. actor Sean Penn met with Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before Guzman's capture. The meeting was for an interview published on the website of Rolling Stone magazine. Guzman told Penn he supplies more heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana than anyone else in the world. Penn described Guzman as entirely unapologetic. At least four people were killed Sunday in northern Yemen when a missile hit a medical clinic operated by the aid group Doctors Without Borders. The group says the missile struck the Shiara Hospital in Sada province. The charity says 10 people were wounded in the shelling, including three staff members. It says that the number of casualties could rise, as there could still be people trapped in the rubble of the hospital and surrounding buildings. Egypt opened and held an opening session of parliament on Sunday. It was the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or the laws will be repealed. Egypt has not had a parliament since 2012, when a court dissolved a democratically elected legislature dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood. This is VOA News. Senior Arab officials are condemning what they say is Iran's meddling in Arab affairs. Arab League chief Nabil al-Arabi called for diplomats to adopt a strong position, calling on Iran to stop all forms of interference in the affairs of Arab nations. He spoke at an emergency meeting of the Arab League called by Saudi Arabia to discuss the recent attacks on its embassy in Tehran. Pakistan is to host a key meeting of top Afghan, U.S., and Chinese officials on Monday. Participants are asked to set the stage and determine dates for resuming peace talks between the Kabul government and the Taliban. Ayaz Ghul has more.
Afghan and Pakistani officials say four-nation talks in Islamabad are to determine a roadmap and define limits for reviving a peace process. There is widespread skepticism about whether the Taliban is ready to give up violence and re-engage in a result-oriented peace dialogue with the Afghan government. Speaking Saturday in Kabul, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani sounded optimistic about the four-nation effort. He said the internationally monitored discussions beginning Monday will enable all sides to differentiate between insurgents who want reconciliation and those who oppose it. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Afghan President Ghani Sunday traveled to eastern Nangarhar province, where he met with officials and tribal leaders to assess concerns about the Islamic State group gaining ground in the province. Republican Party presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are in a virtual dead heat in Iowa. Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are also locked in a close race there. Those figures come from the latest NBC News, Wall Street Journal, Marist poll. Clinton and Sanders also are within the margin of error in New Hampshire, while Trump has built a 16-point lead in the state. Iowa holds its caucuses February 1st, while the New Hampshire primary is February the 9th. A newly arrived Syrian refugee and a Muslim former U.S. soldier will be among the White House invitees sitting with First Lady Michelle Obama Tuesday at President Barack Obama's final State of the Union address. A choice of guests for the first often reflects the president's priorities. The symbolism of the guest is unmistakable at a time when Republican lawmakers and presidential candidates have ramped up their criticism of the idea of accepting more Syrian refugees under the current vetting process. Immigrants in the German city of Cologne are the targets of new protests after some of them were accused of committing assaults and robberies during New Year's Eve celebrations in the city. The attacks blamed on men of North African and Arab origin have fueled calls for tighter controls on Germany's immigration policies. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.